This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason Lock and Forrest back on the bench from the NFL Today on CBS. How you doing, buddy? Jason, you there? We lost him.
Sorry, I muted my phone. I was sitting here like talking to you, and then I realized, I muted my phone. I was worried my dog was going to bark.
No worry. My dog.
Every time I open my door, he goes nuts.
My dog bites and takes a leak on people and will jump on the table and take food off of your plate and eat it in front of you while giving you the finger, and it weighs 100 pounds.
Yeah, my dog's about 30 pounds. He will steal your food. It would take a lot of provocation to get him to bite you, though. He'll steal your booze, too.
Yeah, my dog will.
He's not afraid to hit the sauce.
My dog will probably have relations with your dog and then eat it.
Wow.
Yeah, first it will have relations, though, and then it'll eat it in a fit of rage, just not having.
He never come across you guys on a little walk. I'm a little scared.
Carver High's met my dog. It means business. It's no joke, right, Carver High?
Dog is crazy.
It's crazy. So anyway, my cop buddy came over to the house tonight, high heat, and he walked in, and the dog was so vicious just for saying hi that the guy was scared to death for his life. He's like, I don't even want to come near here anymore.
Scared the cop.
Well, wow. It keeps away the riffraff. Let's talk about, first of all, the Dolphins. Are you even imagining that this is happening tonight?
This was my lock of the week.
Really?
I like New England minus 11. I thought they'd drub them like they did 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Shows what I know. No, Tom Brady just, I don't know, you know, first half he wasn't all there, didn't look right to me. I know he missed some practice this week, and I was told, you know, nothing to see here, no worries. But he certainly didn't look like Tom Brady early, getting picked a bunch of times, underthrown balls, not firing all the way through. And, you know, hey, they were probably due for a letdown. They've been playing out of their minds for a while. And I guess this is the Dolphins Super Bowl. So, yeah, maybe I should have seen it coming. But, no, I thought New England would take care of business.
This is if they lose this game, and, like, because that makes, you know, the Pittsburgh game is huge at Heinz Field. But if they lose this game, and now let's say they were to hypothetically lose at Heinz Field, which they're favored in the game by 2.5-3 points. Let's say hypothetically they lose that game. They can kiss the AFC Championship goodbye at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge game, and I'm thank goodness we got it protected, and we're going to get it on air at 4:25 on CBS. It's just so weird. It's such a week-to-week league. Like, I know the Steelers won last night, but if you let Joe Flacco come in your house and hang 40 on you, you know, how's and maybe Brady and the Patriots were looking past this one a little bit, but they're going to get Gronk back, and that opens everything up. Tonight they're just throwing the ball to running backs, and you know, I think Brandon Cooks against that Steelers secondary with still no Joe Hayden, Godspeed, you know. So I'm not gonna sit here and write a doomsday scenario for the Patriots just yet. 2 hours ago, I thought they were far and away the best team in football, and it's a division game, and you know, Miami Cutler's playing well, and stuff happens in this league. But I still think New England's the cream of the cream.
All right, so Jason Lockevora with us. Let me ask you about Wentz. Last year, Carr broke his leg or whatever, and everybody's like, oh, McGloin will do fine. And I don't remember if they scored a point with him. Do you believe that the Eagles will – because I don't think they win the Super Bowl now without that guy.
No, I don't either. And, the thing I found kind of odd today was they're talking about how they're not going to change their offense. You better change your offense. I mean, Carson Wentz a lot of weeks is the best athlete on the field, regardless of position, and certainly plays that way more times than not. Foles is not an – you know what I mean? Like, Foles is completely limited. Like, Foles can't do anything that Wentz can do from a power standpoint, from a running standpoint. He doesn't have Wentz's arm. He can't throw on the run and move the pocket like Wentz. All the RPO stuff, I don't know how – are you really going to run that with Foles? I mean, I think you, if you know, we're being smart about it, they've got a very good defense, and Jim Schwartz gets pressure without bringing numbers, and they're going to have to rely on that and use more of a power run game and get all the backs involved, Smallwood and Ajayi and Blunt, and try to bludgeon people. Because if you ask Nick Foles to do what you were asking Carson Wentz to do, I think it's a recipe for disaster, and you're going to be playing from behind a lot. So there's still probably a template for them there to be a winning team, and I don't think they're going to like go out and just get blown out every week. But I don't see them beating three or four quality opponents in the postseason with Nick Foles either.
Jason Lockenfora back on the bench. Let me ask you, what are you hearing about like teams drafting Mayfield at 6 foot? Do these teams shy away from that?
I mean, there'll be some who he just does not fit their model, and so they'll look in another direction. But it only takes one out of 32 to take them in the first round. And I would not be shocked if it happens. You just look at the supply versus demand overall at the position. I think they're going to go 1-2. I mean, if it's the Browns and the Giants picking 1-2, they're going to go quarterback. So now whoever the third and the fourth guy is, if you think that's Allen and Baker, or, you know, Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield, whatever you think, those two start getting pushed up. We've seen it all the time. People told me I was crazy when I said Paxton Lynch was going to go in the first round. No, somebody will trade it in the back end of the first round to take that choice, that chance, knowing it's a fixed cost. You know, you're going to have him for 5 years. You're going to have him for under $5 million a year. You might as well, you know, take that swing. I mean, I think especially after last year when you saw the Chiefs and the Texans move up big time, make power moves to going at quarterbacks in the first round, I just think people are looking at Sashi Brown and what the Cleveland Browns did and all the guys they passed on and say, you know, that'll get you fired too. So I was surprised, though. I thought he'd be a little bigger. Like, I, you know, seeing him in studio on Sunday, there's a lot of impressive stuff about him. He obviously plays bigger than he is. But, you know, can he duplicate what Russell Wilson's doing? I don't know about that, but I think he'll be given a chance to be a starter in this league.
Wow, Jason Lockenfora. So he won the Heisman, of course, Saturday, was hanging out at CBS on Sunday. Good for him. There's a lot of people that can't stand him, but he can sure play football. I'll give him that. Let me ask you this question. What's your reaction to the fans in Jacksonville and what Jefferson was doing at the end of that game? He looked like he was ready to jump in the stands and kill somebody.
Well, they're throwing bottles of beer and stuff at his head, cans and whatever else. I mean, I'm never going to excuse that behavior from fans. I mean, you're there to see a game. You know, say what you want within reason. There's obviously certain things I think that there's no place for, and you're asking to incite violence, not that I condone it. But, you know, you can express yourself in a lot of different ways. But when you start throwing projectiles at you know, guys on the other team, there's no excuse for that under any circumstances. You know, now obviously, players shouldn't attempt to go into the stands either. But that looked like a security breakdown to me, and something that needs to be better policed inside the stadium. And I think it should go beyond just barring the whatever they said. They say they haven't identified four fans who did it. I think it needs to be more than just kicking those people out of the stadium for life. You know, I think the NFL in this day and age, where we see, you know, things happen in this country all the time that you maybe wouldn't thought you'd see in the past, maybe they get a little proactive about something and put in some policies, strongly worded policies for teams, to where it affects the owner as well. It, you know, there's fines. There's ramifications for the owners if they can't create a safe climate.
You know, my boss has actually sent out a memo saying that they thought that I would behave that way at a tailgate party with Carver High if I were in Buffalo, and to not go to that weekend excursion. And then it turns out being NFL fans in Jacksonville and not Pharrell. Imagine that during the holidays. Jason, great stuff tonight. I love you, brother. Have a great, if I don't see you because this is my last week here for the rest of the year, have a great Christmas, New Year's, all of that business. I love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.